8. You will hear two friends talking about a play.
What did you think of the play last night?
It was quite good, really. I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. I didn't expect to enjoy a play with no words. I thought it would be boring, to be honest. I wasn't looking forward to sitting there for nearly 2 hours in complete silence. But it was amazing how the actors managed to show us exactly what was happening without saying anything.
I agree. It just goes to show how much we express with our facial expressions and our body language. We can say a lot without actually speaking.
9. You will hear a man telling a friend about his new phone.
Is that a new phone, John? It's very smart.
Yes, it is. I'm still getting used to using it. I haven't had this brand of phone before.
Oh, you'll soon get the hang of it. Has it got all the apps you need?
Yes, I think so. I don't use that many apps, really. I mainly just take photos and chat to my friends. It's got a good camera. The photos are lovely and clear. I just wish it was a bit easier to type on. The keys are so tiny. I'm always pressing the wrong letters, so my messages don't always make sense.
Oh, don't worry. I do that all the time.
10. You will hear two people talking about a train.
What's happened to the 10:30 to Manchester? It's 10 minutes late already.
Oh, I just heard an announcement about it. Apparently, there's some kind of problem on the track between here and London.
Oh, no. So it's been delayed. Did they say what time it would be here? I hope it won't be too long.
Oh, no. It hasn't been delayed. Sorry, I should have been clearer. They said that the train won't be coming at all. There's no way for it to get through. It's been cancelled.
Oh, no. I don't believe this. How on earth am I going to get to Manchester on time now?
11. You will hear two friends talking about cinema tickets.
Did you book tickets for the new film on Saturday?
Yeah, but I couldn't get any for the time we wanted. The 6:15 showing was sold out.
Oh, I told Bill and Ramona to meet us there at 6.
You'd better let them know that we won't be going until later. Our tickets are for the 8:30 show.
Oh, that's pretty late. Didn't they have any tickets for the afternoon screening?
Oh, I didn't check. Shall I try now?
No, we'll just keep the tickets we have. I hope this film is worth staying up late for.
12. You will hear two young people talking about a blog.
Have you seen the review of last night's concert on Jess's blog?
Oh, you're not still reading her blog, are you? You can't believe anything you read on there.
Why not? It seems like a perfectly good blog to me. Plus, she always recommends cool places.
There's a reason for that. She gets paid to write about those places.
Oh, come on. Which blogs do you read, then?
I don't read any. But I buy magazines sometimes.
That sounds so old-fashioned. I think you should give Jess's blog another chance.
13. You will hear a girl telling a friend about her weekend.
Hi, Emma. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was wonderful. My cousin came to visit.
That sounds fantastic. What did you guys do?
Well, we did a bit of shopping. And we went to the beach, but mostly we're just relaxed, reading books and enjoying the good weather. You'd have been terribly bored.
Yeah, I do prefer more active weekends, but everyone's different.
Well, I needed the rest. School has been so busy with exams lately, and I felt tired. The weekend was just what I needed. Now I've got plenty of energy to get back to studying.